Hey, good morning. You're currently tuned into Fractal Chambers here on BFF.fm, Best Frequencies Forever, broadcasting live in the Mission District in San Francisco. It's Saturday morning and I've been out of the country for 3 weeks and I just got back the other day and might be slightly jet lagged. I woke up at 5 a.m. today, which is 3 hours earlier than I usually wake up. And let's see if I remember how to do this. I'm just trying to get reaccustomed to being back in the States, and it feels good to be home. Anyways, sorry, the show is Fractal Chambers. My name's Clementine, here usually every other Saturday mornings when I'm not traveling and playing a bunch of sentimental pop songs and or new music / upcoming gigs that you guys should check out that I think you might like if you like the music that you hear in this show. It's just me today. This is Clementine. Shout out to all the co-host alumni who couldn't be here today. Like, shout out to Tangerine and shout out to Crunch Crunch Pear. Miss you guys. Hope you're doing well. And excited to have you back soon. But anyways, that last track you just heard was something I'm pretty excited about. That was Ginger Root with Mahjong Room. That was off of their album of the same name, Mahjong Room, released by Acrophase Records. And fun fact about that is that Ginger Root is just like the moniker of Cameron Liu, based out of Huntington Beach. And it's funny, he self-describes as aggressive elevator soul, and I don't know, I'm just really, really into it. I came across Bandcamp a couple months ago, maybe it was even last year, and I don't know, something about them was just so smooth and so catchy, and also they're people of color, so I wanted to represent. This is their second full-length release, which was 1.5 years in the making, so congratulations. Thank you for releasing a really fantastic album, and excited to listen to more of it, because I've just, like, stumbled upon it as of yesterday. Anyways, gonna keep the music going. For the next hour or so, you're gonna hear a bunch of new releases and upcoming gigs. Like, this next one is a new release from, I think they're based out of the UK. This is our girl with the track Level off of the album Stranger Today. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy.
Everyone says the same, but I mean it. Clear my head without my best friend. I told a stranger today. I'm
see the door. I just don't care about the door anymore. And all that's out there holds no mysteries, just a sad and strange affair. That wants nothing from me, and so I want nothing from it.
Back. Thanks for tuning into Fractal Chambers here on BFF.fm. My name's Clementine, here every other week. This is a show and DJ where you'll hear a bunch of sentimental pop sounds and just general indie pop about feelings and whatnot. Anyways, that last track was from an album that was full of feelings. Super duper fantastic new release from Nick Korkovich, who was previously in bands and projects such as No Kids and Piano and Gigi, which where he like collaborated with a bunch of other like really fantastic indie pop folks like Rose Melberg and Zach Pennington and Mira and Katie Davidson of Dear Nora. And yeah, anyways, that last album, that was Nicholas Korkovich with Time off of his album Ouch. That was put out by Tin Angel, and I think I was like reading some information about this release, and apparently this is the very, very first time that Nick Korkovich has ever gotten his heart broken. I guess he spent most of his life in bands and not necessarily like focusing on romantic endeavors. And he was in a relationship with someone who just broke his heart. Sorry, I have allergies. And he, as a reaction, he just did what he knew how to do best and just wrote about it. And result is this album, Ouch, that was just solely dedicated about experiences that he's had in this relationship and throughout the breakup. And it's really interesting hearing him talk about it, because like it's been about a year since the breakup and he's since grown from it, and he's now like in a very different headspace, and he describes listening to this album back as if like walking through a museum of old feelings. And And like I can only imagine that this is what other like every musician feels like when they listen to like previous albums that they've released or previous songs that they've written. Anyways, that was Nicholas Korkovich with Time, and it's such a good album. I'm a huge fan of him. He does really, writes really, really great music. Prior to that, you heard... Oh yeah, Nicholas Korkovich is Canadian, and prior to that, you heard fellow Canadians, Nihiawak? Sorry if I butchered that, and that was Starlight off of an upcoming album of the same name that's released off of Arts and Crafts. These guys, fellow Canadians, and they hail from Edmonton, Alberta. They're just three Indigenous musicians coalescing at the intersection between traditional and contemporary music. Super excited for this album. It gets released in its entirety on November 27th, which I think is in 3 days, which is super exciting. Prior to that, you heard Terry with Fortress. That's off of their album I'm Terry. That was released by... Not RA Pieces. That was released by Upset the Rhythm Records. And they're a group based out of Melbourne. They're a quartet. They just released this album a couple months ago on August 31st. And they... I'm a big fan of Australian music or groups that indie music from Australia. They just always have this like twangy playfulness to them, and yeah, it's just they're super great and super playful, and they're just making commentary about the Australian political climate in their own playful way. And kicking off that set, you heard Our Girl with Level. That's off of their album Stranger Today. That was released just super duper recently off of Cannibal Hymns Records. I guess we have about 35 minutes left, and there's a lot of stuff that I'm still excited to share with you folks. We have new releases from iDress and Girlpool and Proto Martyr and Choir Boy, which I'm super excited about. Alright, up next you're gonna hear iDress with the track Toxic Masculinity. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy. I will chat with you soon.
that's my focus. Are you gonna hire me? I let you in. Somehow I sit down, revoke the time and space for you to just feel it in. And a phone call cutting out. Back on the bench, I fall in. I think about how I sold seven doves when I was lying on your back. I'll meet you in the morning, figure out what gets me past a second in the shade, fucking up a useful place.
We'll be right back.
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Fractal Tubers here on BFF.fm, best frequencies forever. You just heard a new track by American Pleasure Club. That was Oranges, the A-side off of a 7-inch single. Oranges backed with Daniels. That was released by Run for Cover Records. And prior to American Pleasure Club, you heard Choir Boy with Two Lips. Not the flower, but like two lips. Anyways, I guess I totally realized that saying it out loud. And that was off of their latest album, Passive with Desire. That was released off of Dice Records. Their Choir Boy is a group based out of Salt Lake City, Utah. This album was actually released a couple weeks ago, October 28th. That was October 28th of last year. I swear it was a new release. Wait, no, that was 2 years ago. Anyways, if you're into that, they're playing at the Fillmore next year, January 24th. So that's actually crazy to think about that, but that's in a couple of weeks. Prior to Choir Boy, you heard Protomartyr with Forbidden. That was a single off of a single called Telemetry at Howie Bridge, released by Rough Trade Records. It's actually a super fantastic single because it's like Protomartyr covering Preoccupations. That track originally appeared in, I think, Preoccupations' 2016 album. I don't remember what it's called, but it like had a blue and gray cover on it. And then on the other side, you could like hear Preoccupations covering Protomartyr's Pontiac 87, and it's super fantastic. Prior to that, you heard a new track by Girlpool that was Higher off of their upcoming album, What Chaos is Imaginary, released by Anti Records. It's going to be out, I believe, in February, so think they're also going to be on tour, so be on the lookout for that. And kicking off that set, you heard I Dress with Toxic Masculinity. Also, that was off of their album Sensitive G, released by Lex Records. And if you're into that, they are playing at the Rickshaw Stop on November 27th, which is just in 3 days, I think. I Dress is a Filipino musician and producer. They're originally based out of Manila. I think his whole story is that he was born in Manila and then moved to the States, but then he moved back to Manila because his father is an animator or something. And he's actually the first Filipino musician from Manila to be signed onto a major indie label in the UK. So that's super, super duper rad. Super fantastic, like, bedroom poppy stuff. And he has one of his earlier albums is called Manila Ice, which is really, really effing good. Anyways, if you're into that, again, he's playing at the Rickshaw Stop on the 27th. So be sure to check it out. Because we have about 15 minutes left, I have some things I want to share with you. Up next, you're going to hear a new track by Fred Thomas, which is Mother Daughter from Rapri. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy. I'll see you soon.
I see my friends backslide, and I'm waiting for a time when they'll forget me. I hope they forget me. Cause lately I can't see what I used to love so much. This ugly room that I keep singing to. It's Wednesday morning. In the parking lot of the pharmacy, I see a mother around 43 and a daughter 14, 15. And they're fighting in French, so I can't make out the language. I can just see the exhaustion on the mother's hollow face, and how the daughter simply hates her with that blinding, burning meanness on the teen's gaze. Like she has to, like a mom did to her mom, like we all do. And the mother loves her so much that she's constantly terrified. She can't say. But it's everywhere. It's a shivering plea. Possibly. sentiment mirrored in each of them. You got the rest of your life to be angry. You got the rest of your life to be angry. For right now, just pretend that you like me. For just a little while, be nice to me.
I know.
Hey guys, I'm back. Thanks for tuning in to the final moments of Fractal Chambers here on BFF.fm. Gonna tell you what you just heard really quick and then leave you off with a track or two. Anyways, that last one was Jonathan Franco with Wine Lips off of his new album Swimming Alone Around the Room. That was self-released. And prior to that, you heard Fred Thomas with Mother, Daughter, Farmer Free. That was a track off of his latest album, Aftering, that was released by Polyvinyl just a couple months ago. And I'm super excited about this. Fred Thomas is playing at 123 for Go on Tuesday, December 4th. It's going to be an all-ages show, and it kicks off at 7 p.m., and he's playing alongside local act Club Night, so it should be a super, super good show. I can't make it, unfortunately. I have, like, prior engagements, but, like, just trying to tell more people to go to it and support him, because he's a super fantastic musician, and I've just been a huge fan for, I think, over a decade or so. Anyways, we have about 3 minutes left. I'm gonna leave you guys with a track from an older album of his. This is, you're gonna hear Cops Don't Care Part 2 from his album All Are Saved. And if there's enough time, I'm gonna leave you off with a Martin Newell track. Anyways, thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Somebody else would say, even when they talk so calmly, they say there's only a couple questions we've gotta ask. You know the pavement is always hungry for those drops of your blood, for that knee in your back. Oh, life is so incredibly long, like a kiss on a bridge between two nervous ass kids, terrified of doing everything wrong, fickle, belligerent, fully existent. And I don't wanna talk to all the people in that pickup truck, moving all their mouths to make it hurt so much. You won't get my blood in some apologetic stopgap gush. You feel it all at once in a red raw rush. Overworked doctor is smoking in the doorway of the clinic, while protesters pick at different perspectives of the same prison. The peace signs and pictures chucked up by diminished mean nobody's safe from the law, cause they don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck about us. They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck about us.
Good morning, San Francisco. It's Karina here with Hello Sunshine on Best Frequencies Forever, BFF.fm. You just caught the tail end of Fractal Chambers. And I'm going to start you out today with Lara Jean. This song is called Girls on the TV. I spent a little bit of time this week exploring the Melbourne indie pop scene. So I have a couple of songs from that to